This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation which is facing every sort of challenge right now and every kind of crisis, including, we are told, a crisis in masculinity. What's the evidence of that kind of crisis? Well, the deaths from overdoses, from drug use, from suicide, all of which is disproportionately male. It is mostly males who are harming themselves through that situation. What is the cause of the crisis in masculinity? There's a provocative piece that says part of the cause is robots. Yeah, really, this is not a science fiction movie. It's the idea that the kind of blue-collar jobs, factory jobs, that used to employ a huge portion of Americans are now being done by machines, and increasingly intelligent machines. What can't machines replace? The kind of jobs that women do. Preschool teacher. It's hard to imagine that what is considered a very desirable job for many women and for some men would not be handled that successfully by a machine, no matter how sophisticated. We will get to that and more. But with all of the crises facing America, there's more information about this massive new polling project that has been undertaken by the Wall Street Journal. And what they're doing is interesting, is they are taking the longtime pollster for Donald Trump, who handled both the Trump campaign in 2016, successful campaign, and handled his losing campaign in 2020, Tony Fabrizio. And they're also taking a longtime pollster for Joe Biden, and they're combining forces in a very big and very ambitious survey of what Americans feel and where they think we are going and how they think we are doing. And the news is disastrous, really. Is the country on the right track or headed in the wrong direction? The number of people nationwide who think we're on the right track, 27%. If the nation were on any kind of discernible track, if you could really tell which way the nation was going, I would understand that. 27%, maybe one-fourth of the country, a little bit more than one-fourth of the country thinks we're doing okay. But there's no direction. If you can discern a specific direction that we're headed, and you actually like it, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. By the way, in terms of people who think we're in the wrong track, 63%. So it is more than 2-1 people think we're headed the wrong way. The headline they use for talking about this big new poll, voters signal peril for Democrats. And they ask, one of the things they ask undecided voters on the issues, because there are a bunch of people who say that they're undecided right now on how they're going to vote in the off-year election, in the midterm election. And they say, would you say the economy is going in the right direction or headed in the wrong direction? In terms of asking about the economy, 19% thinks we're headed the right way. 65% think we're headed the wrong way. So it's even more negative when asked about the economy than it was about the nation in general. And again, when you actually look at the unemployment rate, which is relatively low, if you look at some of the encouraging news that we've been getting, particularly recently, regarding the Omicron variant, the information most recently from Pfizer and from other drug companies is, yes, it's very effective, particularly if you take a booster shot. That should help to ward off the dangers of Omicron, which may have less devastating symptoms anyway. And yet you have this overwhelming number of Americans who think we're doing terribly right now. I think that's very telling, and it's very fascinating, and I think part of it has to do with both parties facing all kinds of political divisions, not just with the other side, but within those parties. Some of the most interesting statements that I think have occurred in the last 24 hours came from one of the young Republican, very conservative Congress members who I admire most. His name is Dan Crenshaw. And you would recognize him. He's the representative from Texas who wears a patch over an eye, having lost an eye serving his country as a Navy SEAL. He wrote a good book about his own values and about his own experiences, and I've enjoyed talking to him on the show. But he was giving a speech to a group of Houston conservatives in his home state of Texas, and he had some fairly harsh things to say about some of the colleagues that he serves with in the House of Representatives. Listen to Dan Crenshaw. This is clip 5A on the grifters in our midst.
For 3 years now, there's two types of members of Congress. There's performance artists, there's legislators. Now, the performance artists are the ones that get all the attention. They're the ones you think are more conservative because they know how to say slogans real well. They know how to recite the lines that they know that our voters want to hear. Let me tell you guys something. In the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, when Republicans were in control, when every single time we were voting on Donald Trump's agenda, who do you think was at the top of that list voting with Trump, and who do you think was at the bottom? A lot of names you would recognize were at the bottom of that list. A lot of names you would recognize are at the top of that list. Number two, it's probably going to make you cringe a little bit, it's Adam Kinzinger. Voted with Trump almost 99%. He was number two. But if he's at the bottom, everybody in the Freedom Caucus. All of them.
He's not a big fan of the Freedom Caucus, no. And I think it's fascinating that taking a list of people who actually voted for the Trump agenda when the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives and they had the opportunity to do something about it, that Adam Kinzinger, who now is considered very much an outliner. He's derided as a rhino. He's leaving the Congress, but he was a legislator, not a grifter, and he voted close to the top with President Trump, 99%. It says something, and I think that Congressman Crenshaw is making an important point. He goes on, clip 5B.
What you hear so often is not true. It's not true. We have grifters in our midst. Not here, not like in this room, that's not what I mean. I mean in the conservative movement. Lie after lie after lie, because they know something psychologically about the conservative heart. We're worried about what people are going to do to us, what they're going to infringe upon us.
Okay, some of those grifters, that's actually some of them speaking out, indicating support for an alternative to Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. A little bit of a surprise, not if you've been listening to this show, but we'll get to those who want Trump as Speaker of the House. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. And outside the snow is falling.
And of course, one would love to have more of the holiday spirit, more reason to celebrate, more reason to go out and to enjoy the whole process of shopping. It's a lovely thing. I know it's supposed to be commercial and materialistic. Actually, getting gifts for people is not necessarily materialistic. You're giving things. You're trying to express love for other people who mean something to you. It's a beautiful thing. And it should be a beautiful season, and it shouldn't be warped and distorted and made ugly and fearful by criminals. I had not heard about this. It's just making its way through the news cycle. Something that happened last night. Headline from the WVTM TV, Channel 13, in Alabama. It says, a man arrested after driving minivan through Alabama Christmas parade. One person was arrested after a minivan drove into a Christmas parade in Hayden, Alabama, last night. The scary moment was caught on camera. The video actually sounded a little bit like this. Listen. It goes on. Hayden Police Chief James Chapman said no one was injured and the driver of the minivan was arrested shortly after the incident. The driver, who has been identified as Tony Nix of Trafford, Alabama, is charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude. He was booked into the Blount County Jail last night and released on bond this morning at 10:40 a.m. Central Time, I believe it is. According to court records, Nix was flipping the bird as he drove past barricades and uniformed police officers. A complaint alleges Nix refused to stop for officers and almost struck law enforcement. The local police chief said that anyone who wants to make a police report for reckless endangerment should contact the Hayden Police Department. To all of those who are in attendance at the Christmas parade tonight, if there is anyone who would like to make a police report for reckless endangerment, he needs to contact Hayden PD and we will get this process started, Chapman said. I am thankful that no one was injured by this person. The Hayden Police Department has arrested this suspect and initiated criminal and traffic charges. A thank you to all that assisted. The parade was held on Highway 160 and it was closed for the duration of the event. It's sad. I mean, if nothing else, this guy, who one can only surmise that he might well have been drunk, or who knows, might just be insane. Somebody who had been inspired, if that's the right word, or influenced by that awful incident in Waukesha. But let us hope that we don't have a flurry of these things at a time when our nation does seem to be so polarized and so divided. People are there enjoying Christmas, listening to bands, watching people marching and enjoying a parade. I'm sure they had people dressed up as Santa and elves and sugar plum fairies and what have you. And a guy comes driving his van, minivan, just like the guy in Waukesha, and he's flipping the bird at people who are enjoying the Christmas holiday. I know there isn't great evidence of a war on Christmas, but this looks like a skirmish. I mean, why does somebody do something like that? And I'm just guessing that this may not be the first violation by this particular individual, Tony Nix. But we will find out about that. The difficulty and the disagreement about everything. I mean, one of the things that bothers me is that when Congressman Crenshaw talks about the difference between grifters and legislators, people who come to Congress to actually do something to make a difference, and people who come to Congress to get attention. Well, you can't help but think of people like Matt Gaetz, who really does not belong in the Congress of the United States, but now he is getting attention for a concept that he has that I don't think many of his Republican colleagues share. But here's what he had to say. By the way, when Crenshaw, that was, he was speaking of the Texas Liberty Alliance, a conservative organization in Houston. Here is Matt Gaetz now talking about his plans during the forthcoming campaign and afterward. Listen to clip 8.
We are going to take power after this next election. And when we do, it's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy and no real oversight and no real subpoenas. It's going to be the days of Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Dr. Gosar and myself doing everything to get the answers to these questions.
Okay. Dr. Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz? Is that a winning face for the Republican Party? In other words, do you really think there's a chance of actually winning this election if people in the center of the country, ideologically and also in the center geographically, if those people understand, yeah, I want to vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar? Are you kidding me? Really, are you kidding me? And Matt Gaetz? He goes on about his choice for speaker. This is clip 7.
Ex-President Trump to be the speaker?
I would.
Have you talked to him about it?
I have.
And what did he say?
I keep my conversations with the former president between the two of us.
Okay. He says he would like to see former President Trump as speaker. Does that mean he wants him to run for the House? We've talked about this before. There are people who believe that the way to get President Trump in as president again is to have him elected speaker. Now, it's literally not very likely, but it is possible because you don't have to be a member of the House to be elected speaker of the House. President Trump is a private citizen, can go ahead and win election as speaker of the House. And the reason that people like Matt Gaetz are interested in that is because then they were planned to go through an impeachment. And they have to impeach two people. They have to impeach President Biden, and they have to impeach Vice President Harris. And then if President Trump is Speaker of the House, he's third in line, and he could be reinstalled. How do you think the American people are going to react to that prospect of going through more impeachment crises? If President Trump wants to be president again, he'll run. And he would have a chance to win. But doing it this way, by making him speaker first, really. A Democrat has an answer to all this, unfortunately. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media.
The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Mentioned that obviously Democrats, when Republicans are dueling with one another and basically breaking apart any sense of party unity, which seems to be happening right now to a limited extent, I don't think it's going to stop the Republicans from capturing the House of Representatives and probably the Senate. But if they do try to say that, oh yeah, you elect us to a majority in the House and we're going to install Donald Trump as Speaker of the House with the hope of then going to an impeachment of the President and an impeachment of the Vice President, where they would never, ever, ever get two-thirds of the Senate to vote for the impeachment of Biden. They never will yet, because they, frankly, the number of people before Trump, there was never any member of the Senate in the president's own party who actually voted for impeaching the president. And I think it's extremely, extremely unlikely that this grand plan, this master plan for Trump's return of getting him elected Speaker of the House, and then you have him lead the impeachment of the two people standing in his way of returning to the White House. There's some people who support that. But it's not anything close to an American majority. And obviously he has a much better chance, if he is determined to return to the White House, to wait till the next scheduled election, which is, we will see about that. Now, meanwhile, Hakeem Jeffries is an interesting guy. He's very smooth. He's a good communicator. I think he's radical in his politics. I'm not a supporter in any sense of Hakeem Jeffries. But one of the things that he's doing is he's desperate to keep Democratic control of the House. You know why? because it is widely rumored that he would be the next speaker. First of all, he's the one in the House leadership. Everybody else, Steny Hoyer, the majority leader in the House right now, is, I think he's older than Nancy. I think he's 82. But you're talking about very elderly people. Representative Jeffries is younger. He's black. This is what he says about the danger of conservatives. This is clip six.
What a group. The base of the Republican Party. Conspiracy theorists, QAnon supporters, and wannabe authoritarian sympathizers intent on destroying our democracy. In their words, not ours. And so we're going to continue to keep the focus on delivering for the American people, but this is frightening stuff.
Okay, really? Really? You see, this is one of those things that both parties have their cuckoo, crazy, radical wings. And fortunately, on the Republican side, I don't think it represents anything like a majority of the party. And on the Democratic side, a little bit more so, and certainly President Biden has given more deference to people like AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Anna Presley and Cori Bush, the new one from the squad. Okay, these people get far more deference from the Democrats than it seems to me people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz get from the Republican side. And the difficulty here is there are some voices that I think are attempting to be, again, not grifters, but legislators. And one of them, the guy who's standing between this country and it seems to me a terrible mistake, which would be the budget-busting Build Back Better bill, is Joe Manchin. And last night he was on TV and actually making a very good point about something that concerns the American people very profoundly, which is inflation, your ability to buy stuff and to stay afloat economically, and how that relates to the Build Back Better bill. Listen, this is Joe Manchin, clip 1A.
We had people at that time saying inflation will be transitory. We had 17 Nobel laureates saying it's going to be no problem. Well, 17 Nobel laureates were wrong. The unknown we're facing today is much greater than the need that people believe in this aspirational bill that we're looking at.
Okay, and what you're looking at is a bill that would pump a huge amount of money more into the system, and when there's more money pumped into the system, that means you're charged more money for everything that you want to buy or anybody you want to hire, for that matter. This is Joe Manchin speaking on Monday to CNN. Listen.
I don't know how you control inflation when there's the first year of spending is going to be quite large. And that's an awful lot more of federal dollars going into a time when we have uncertainty.
Okay, it clearly is a gigantic problem. And again, when you look at that, that's one of the reasons that this new big Wall Street Journal poll shows so much disillusionment with the Democrats on the economy. And they basically are overwhelming on this particular issue. And one of the things that they say in summarizing this is that voters are heading into the midterm election year in a sour mood, pessimistic about the economy, and short on confidence in the leadership of President Biden and his party on the issues that concern them most, says a new Wall Street Journal poll. The survey reveals a set of danger signs for the Democratic Party as it prepares to defend narrow majorities in the House and the Senate. voters by a large margin see economic and fiscal issues, including inflation, as the priorities for Washington, and they view the GOP as much better able to handle them. More voters say they would back a Republican than a Democrat in Congress, but that's close. It's within the margin of error. It's 44% to 41%. What isn't close is their disapproval of both parties. And this is because the Republicans haven't promised to do things specifically. They haven't promised to turn the country around. And because people understand Republicans are in the minority, it should be easier for Republicans with some good ideas and some sane conversation and some effort to maintain unity and purpose, it should be easier for Republicans to turn this around and to improve their status with the public. Now, that doesn't mean they have to deal with everything. And when you talk about dealing with everything, one of the things that people are dealing with right now is what is defined in a very interesting piece as a crisis in masculinity. And what is the crisis of masculinity about? It has to do with all of the terrible statistics about depression and drug overdoses and suicide and self-harm that are being waged by men against themselves. And does that really have to do with robots? Well, it does in the sense of automation and the erasure of whole parts of the economy that have been traditionally dominated by men. They're also suggesting, and I think it's courageous to do this because people are going to hit back, that the fact that women now are much closer to equivalent income with men, that's a problem for many males. How so? We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. One of the reasons I was playing those Joe Manchin clips is because they're enormously important. If he holds his sticks to his guns, you'll pardon the expression, and then Senator Manchin single-handedly would be able to almost surely block the budget-busting Build Back Better bill, because there is no Republican support for it, and nobody. And even Republican moderates who are eager to work constructively with Democrats are not willing to go along with this bill at the price tag it currently has and with the details that it currently contains. And would that be a great tragedy? Look, right now Congress is kind of doing its job. They're making progress to try to authorize the spending bills in terms of defense appropriations, in terms of keeping the government running, and raising the debt ceiling, which prevents us from going through a financial catastrophe, the first default in the history of the federal government. We've had states that have defaulted on their debts, but never the federal government. And no, remember the expression, sound as a dollar? It's supposed to be sound. You're supposed to be able to count on the currency. That's one of America's great advantages over China and our other competitors. So there's a lot riding on this resolution, and maybe, just maybe, with Senator Manchin's help and maybe even a bit of integrity, he can make a difference for the country. Okay, I mentioned before this fascinating column, and it's over at Bloomberg, and it's by a writer named Andreas Kluth, who is previously best known. He wrote a book called Hannibal and Me, which is about leadership lessons from a Carthaginian general 2,000 years ago, who had some success, temporary success, against the Romans in, I think it was the Second Punic War. But in any event, he now writes about a crisis of masculinity as robots replace men. And here's what he says. He says, the world is changing faster than ever, and with it, so are notions of masculinity. Many men are feeling unmoored, for better or worse. If you happen to be James Bond, you can take this flux in stride and effortlessly turn via a few intermediary incarnations from the Sean Connery version of manhood into the more vulnerable and complex Daniel Craig variety. But how many real-life men have an inner 007 to channel? The reality for many of those who aren't necessarily alpha males is bleaker. The U.S., for example, just counted record numbers of deaths from drug overdoses, more than 100,000 in 1 year. And roughly double the number as in 2015, and about 70% of those who die are men. In China, the government worries about a masculinity crisis. They use that term. As the nation's boys allegedly become effeminate, whatever that might mean nowadays, educators are pondering ways of strengthening the yang spirit, as in the masculinish yang, that complements the more feminine yin force in Taoism. Some experts in Germany use the exact same phrase, crisis of masculinity, to describe the situation of men in what used to be communist East Germany. For decades after reunification in 1990, Eastern women moved west or married Western men, leaving many of the region of East Germany's males single, frustrated, and alienated. And this, of course, brings us to this whole matter of the incels. That's young American males who basically can't get a date. The incel stands for involuntarily celibate, meaning no woman wants anything to do with them. And they've gone on shooting sprees. It's been a real problem. Reunification and its discontents may be a unique situation, writes Kluth. But it appears that there's something more general about modernity that can undermine and threaten manhood. Consider, for example, how one particular vector of change is slamming into masculinity. The automation of manufacturing with robots. In general, I think of robots as a boon. They make production more efficient and therefore all of us better off, but even good things aren't usually good for everybody. With automation, the losers are the blue-collar manufacturing workers who used to do what the robots now take care of, and those workers are overwhelmingly men. That's not me throwing stereotypes around, that's hard statistics. By contrast, jobs in the service sector, and especially those where people skills are prized, aren't threatened by robots at all, at least not yet. And here women appear to have a statistical edge. In economies where robots are used a lot, blue-collar men therefore find it harder on average to keep or find good employment, whereas women on balance fare better. This bifurcation in prospects for men and women translates into a shrinkage, you'll pardon the expression, in the wage gap that traditionally favored men. In general, that's a good thing, of course, as it leads to fair rewards, equal pay for equal work, etc. But a vanishing wage gap also has side effects, as the late Nobel Prize-winning economist Gary Becker famously explained. In A Theory of Marriage, published back in 1973, same year as Roe v. Wade, he introduced the notion that a shrinking male-female wage gap reduces the value of wedlock to women. Back when the lads made a killing and the lasses made a pittance, it made sense, economically at least, to specialize within a household consisting of a working husband and a wife and maybe children. Once women earn better wages, however, they no longer gain much from tying themselves to men, at least not in the same way. The consequence of Becker's logic should be an observable bear market in the marriage value of men, leading to less matrimony and fewer births in wedlock, though not necessarily fewer births overall. And so it appears. The coal country of Appalachia, for example, had a boom in the 1970s and a bust in the 1980s. As predicted, marriage rates and births in wedlock increased in the 1970s when largely male coal miners did well. Then it decreased in the 1980s when they struggled. And here they're talking about three economists, one Italian, one German, one American. And using data from the U.S., they found that the more robotics transform manufacturing in a given region, the smaller the income gaps between men and women. Marriages declined. Divorce and cohabitation increased. Marital fertility also decreased, while out-of-wedlock births increased. And then he says, men, as they lose the roles their fathers and grandfathers might have considered self-evidently masculine, appear to be at particular risk. One is that they fall prey to demagogues on the far right in Eastern Germany or elsewhere in Europe. One explanation for the rise of the Alternatives for Germany, a populist party. A related phenomenon is the misogynistic incel movement of men who label themselves as involuntary celibates. They often radicalize themselves online, blame women for their low status, and spread conspiracy theories. In California, Florida, and Toronto, incels have gone on killing sprees. We talked about that case in Toronto. He shot 12 different women at random because he's angry. The best advice to individual men would seem to be to welcome the evolution of masculinity as a liberation. Let's stop worrying about it and flow with it. But for communities and societies, the flux in manhood bears dangers. This Chinese talk of strengthening the yang spirit seems corny and amiss. They're talking about cutting down on video games, cutting down on the amount of videos generally you watch in China, and the government trying to do that. And he says, but it bears remembering that yin and yang must be in balance to have harmony. I find this fascinating because the point is that, again, there is so much in the way of entertainment where robots become smarter and smarter and then they challenge people. But this challenge of taking jobs that were once very common, very well-paying, that provided dignity because you're actually making things, and replacing men with machines, the idea that that can throw the entire male-female balance out of whack sounds very credible to me. And it is certainly worth thinking about as we face some challenging days ahead, economically and otherwise, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.